about?
Okay.
As usual, my name is Mr. Dan. Stay tuned.
Hi, welcome everybody to today's edition of The Bow. So today's FA, wow, that feels really, really good. That today is Earth Day, and guess what? This year's theme on Earth Day is planet versus plastic. You know, basically telling us about the need for us to work on our planet, combat climate change, and preserve diversity. The very amazing biodiversity we have. So today, as we celebrate Earth Day, we're talking about circular economy. So we have to define circular economy. So circular economy is basically the production and consumption pattern that involves reusing, recycling, upcycling, refurbishing of a product of which should have been thrown into the garbage so that it can become a better product, and then extend the product's life, and also to prevent further climate change issues, and of course thereby live a sustainable lifestyle. You know, growing up, you know, I could recall using, you know, clothes, shoes, and dashing them to younger siblings, friends, relatives, so they could also reuse. I mean, you listening to me, I'm sure you did that. So that was how we unconsciously started circular economy. And it's important that we understand that this circular economy depends on 4 R's: reduce, reuse, recycle, and remove. And the circular economy involves simple ways of making sure that we don't increase waste in our homes, offices, markets, places of worship. These steps are taken by us, the consumers, and the producers, of course. These steps prevent a waste of finances, in the sense that the seemingly wastes or end products are further used, saving the producers money that they would have used to buy new raw materials to manufacture the same products. You understand? Very simple. This is why circular economy is also called a closed loop, as from the producer's end, where he assembles, fabricates, manufactures, markets, sells to the consumer who purchases, uses, and consumes its wares, the products, till the point of non-usage, that is expiry or disposal. So no money is lost and no product becomes a waste, but rather the product is upgraded and resold to the consumer. You get it? So what's the role of consumers in a circular economy? The role of the consumer in a circular economy is not really only about purchasing the product, but also about using the products well, very well, so the consumer is fully satisfied and he or she has no need of the product. And at that point, it is smart and ideal for the consumer to either recycle the item or take the item to the producers, whom should, of course, in developed countries, give the consumer the same item or a different item of the consumer's choice for a reduced fee. I remember a friend of mine, you know, telling me that in Germany, once you purchase alcohol, either in a glass or canned container, they require to not trash it at home, but to get back to the supermarket where you bought the item and give it to any of the cashiers at the pay point, who will either give you a discount on your next shopping or give you a recycled shopping bag or give you a promo ticket for their promo day. So in essence, the consumer is very key in the circular economy. I see somewhat the first point initiator of the loop. You know, in Nigeria, though, in Nigeria though, where we are somewhat starting, where we can experience circular economy, in the sense that after drinking wine, the consumers sell it to women who sell granules, and of course they use it as bottles to repackage the granules and sell it back towards the consumers. Of course, we know about the upcycling and the repurposing, you know, where in the upcycling, repurposing, which is slightly different from recycling, in the sense that they mean to reuse the products, but in different ways. You know, I've seen this in a friend's house, in house 313, the popular house 313 in Abuja, Nigeria. So in upcycling and repurposing, you use the products A, and when you are to reuse it, you upgrade it and it becomes a better item for a different purpose. So it gets to be item B. Simply put, upcycling is a process whereby you increase the lifespan of a material, minimize its loss of value, and yet recirculate materials, thereby allocating a significant amount of waste back into our society. Let's use beer, you know, or malt cans, for example. One can use them to build a house or to serve as a part of a wall in a house. You know, that's repurposing. One can use sports energy saving bulbs as a small pot to plant flowers around the house or office. You know, that's another one. One can use the remaining parts of fruits and vegetables to do what we call a product composting, and thereby dry the compost materials and sell them as manure to farmers. It's important that we know that Coca-Cola, through its supply chain and its operations, generally practices circular economy, as it minimizes global packaging waste while it also monitors its carbon footprint. So we have to work on circular economy by focusing on these strategies, namely recover, recycling, repurpose, remanufacture, refurbish, repair, reuse, reduce, rethink, and refuse. If we do this as Nigerians, as international citizens of planet Earth, we will minimize waste, thereby establishing a better sustainable product and consumption model. We will keep raw materials in production cycles and reduce environmental destruction in Nigeria and around the world. So we just have to consume less, consume better, and being the change agents towards a circular economy. So that's it. On at the 2024, and hear from all of us. Happy celebration, and in God we trust. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.